All right. You might say, I don't like to go upstairs in the dark because I'm...
afraid of the dark?
Okay. A person who gets afraid easily, you say, is kind of...
that gets afraid easily?
Uh-huh.
Nervous.
All right. And a place, like a dark road alongside a graveyard, is...
scary.
Okay. Now, have you ever heard the word afeared?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you use it?
No.
All right. You might say, well, she isn't afraid now, but she...
she used to be.
Uh-huh. All right. Someone who leaves a lot of money out on the table and leaves the door unlocked, you'd say he's mighty?
Careless.
Uh-huh. And then you might say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
queer.
Okay. Now, has the word queer changed meaning over the years?
I don't think so.
Okay. If a man is very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, you might say to him, don't be so...
set in his ways.
Okay. Would you ever use stubborn or pig-headed, ornery?
No, because I don't think that applies to that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because he could have all kinds of ways and then still be stubborn and pig-headed about anything.
But he wouldn't have to be.
That's right, that's right.
Okay, okay. Somebody who loses his temper when the least little thing goes wrong, he's awfully...
high-tempered.
Awfully what?
High-tempered.
Okay. Would you ever say fretful? Feisty?
Fretful or feisty? No.
Touchy?
Well, now, touchy would be it. I could apply to it.
And how about testy? Ever heard that? He's awful testy. Testy. Okay. Then you might say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
mad.
All right. Any other words for that?
Sore.
Okay.
Get sore about it or mad about it.
If somebody's about to lose his temper, you tell him just...
now hold your temper.
All right. Or keep... here. Would you ever say that?
Yeah, keep calm.
Okay. If you've been working very hard all day long, you say you're very...
tired.
Now what's a... if you're very, very tired, what's an extreme way of putting it?
Played out.
Okay. Would you say beat
out? Give out.
Uh-huh. Bushed?
No, I never did use that word much.
Okay, how about tuckered out?
No.
Okay. How about, if you would use wear out, you'd say he's all... comes from wear out.
Oh, he's wore out.
Okay, would you say that?
Yeah.
If a person has been quite well for a while, and then you hear suddenly they have some disease, you might say, well, last night she... if it happened suddenly.
Well, last night he was okay.
Well, then
it was all right.
And then this morning he...
and this morning he was sick?
All right, would you say he got sick or he took sick? Or he was taken?
Or took sick.
Or was taken?
This morning he took sick, if that's the way it happened, if he... took sick this morning.
Okay. Yeah. If a person started sneezing and his nose started running and stuff, you'd say he...
catching a cold.
All right. If it affected his voice, then he is...
hoarse.
And he might...
cough.
Okay.